know who's praying? No? I'll pray if you want me to, but whatever you want.
Say two prayers. You want to do the second prayer?
Sure.
Two and two.
Yeah.
One.
Sure. Okay, I want to give Lee credit for some of the songs because he helped me with this. So, Jesus' name above all names. That's our theme for this afternoon. We're going to start with the specifically Jesus' name above all names. We'll sing that song here in a minute. We're going to read scripture reading Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. It won't be on the overhead behind me, but the verse will, but not the actual words. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our first song is number 876 out of the Blue Book, Praise for the Lord, and we're going to sing it twice. It's only one verse, so we're going to sing it twice. Jesus' name above all names. Do so mi. That's not right, sorry. Do mi so mi.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel,
this section is number 58 in your small book, number 58, Jesus, Thy Name I Love. Starts off with the Sopranos and Altos.
Okay, let's pray. Jehovah our God and our Father, we express to thee, Father, the clear and understandable truth that thou art the only true and living God. There are no other gods before thee. You have who have created all things, glorious, mighty, and powerful is your name. We are thankful, Father, that we can pray to thee openly and call thee our Father who art in heaven, that you look upon us as your children, that you care for us, that you live with us in our heart and in our lives. You have provided for us the Spirit that through God's Word, your Word, we can be directed, we can be molded and sculpted, that we can have opportunities to engage ourselves in activities that you would have us to do. It's with great joy, Father, that we come to the understanding that thou art the giver of all good gifts. We're thankful that we can come to thee with our petitions, and that we can cry unto thee. We're grateful, Father, that we can have faith in your power and your love for us. We're thankful that we can put faith above fear. We're thankful that Jesus conquered death and that we can stare it in the face and understand that it has no power over us. We're thankful that we don't have to fear it, Father. But through our faith in Thee and our love for Thee, we have the clear understanding and expectation that we will be with Thee when we die. And we understand that You will gather up all of our loved ones who love Thee and who have obeyed Thee, and that we will live eternally in heaven with Thee. The thought of that, Father, is most amazing to us. To know that we could live in a place where there's no sickness, there's no trauma, there's no disease, there's no emotional difficulties, there's no family problems, there's no government problems, there's no death. But that we can live in the light of Thy goodness and sit around Thy table for eternity. These things, Father, we are grateful. We are so thankful for Your love and Your care of Amy Perry's baby. We recognize, Father, that Thou art the great physician, and You have answered our prayers. We pray for Beth at this time that she'll get to feeling better. We miss them when they're not here. And Father, we're so grateful that Daniel is here and is a part of our local congregation, our work. We're thankful that You sent him to us. And we're grateful that we have opportunity to work with him. For his talent and for the sermons that he presents that are mind-stirring for a young man, as young as he is, to be as grounded in the truth of the gospel, we are grateful. We're thankful for his mother and dad and for the way they raised him and cared for him. And we're thankful for their good example. We pray, Father, that we will hold Daniel up and to help him to do the job of an evangelist. We pray for our elders at this time. We're grateful for these three men. We recognize, Father, that there's a whole lot of things they have to deal with that most of us here in the congregation, we don't have a clue about. But we're so thankful that we can put these things in their hands and be convinced and convicted that they will do their very best to follow Thy word in the decisions that they make. We're thankful for the love that has been spurned in this congregation because of them. And we're grateful, Father, for the young people who have come our way, young mothers and dads, young married couples, college adults who have come upon us here in the recent last several years. And we pray, Father, You continue to send them to us so that this church can grow and we can have a greater influence in this community. We pray for Janet's son, who we prayed for before. We're grateful for the care You have provided for him. We pray for Janet and for the difficulties she's had to deal with. And we're so thankful Janet is here. And we're thankful for her influence and her love for truth. We pray for Granny, for Beverly, Muffy's mama. We're so thankful for the good news that we've gotten over the last several weeks. And we pray, Father, that You'll continue to, with Your hand, reduce these tumors so that she can have a life filled with service as it was before. Thankful that she can camp this week, which we didn't know she would have that opportunity. But because You have been involved in this, Father, and because of the doctors and the work that they have done, she is able now to live more of a normal life. We're grateful for that. For Truman, my nephew, for situation that he's dealing with right now at St. Jude's with the radiation, the pituitary gland issues that he has, and for the fact that he's so open to go into this study, which is a 5-year study, Father. We're grateful that he has that kind of attitude, and so thankful that about a week and a half ago, he obeyed the gospel. Thankful for his mom and dad and his brothers and sisters and how they strive each day to live for thee. For Deb Haley, who has had a continual struggle, Father, since 2005, it is not ours to try to figure out why. It is not ours to question her situation, but to give thee glory. And we're hopeful, Father, that you will continue to be with her and to heal her if it be your will, and to help us see why things are as they are. We pray your comfort over Brian, and we pray, Father, you'll continue to give him patience and that you will continue to help him focus on what is most important and how that he can glorify you in this situation that he faces. We're grateful for Bob Stark and how amazing it is, Father, that you have placed a new heart in his body. And we're thankful for Bob and what he means to this church. And we're grateful, Father, that he's in as good of health as he is. We stare death in the face, as Daniel so eloquently taught this morning. We fear it. We're anxious about it. We hurt when our family leaves us. But we understand, Father, why it is that we suffer death. We suffer death because we're sinners. And we understand that we've all fallen short of the glory of our God. And that we have done things that we knew better than to do. And yet we did them anyway. We succumbed to the temptation of the devil. We're grateful for Jesus, who makes it possible for us to be clean. We're thankful for his life and the fact that he knew going into this that he was going to die. How he was going to die. When he was going to die. And yet he did it without reservation for each of us. And that he obeyed you, Father, in all things. That one of the Godhead three would love us so much to give himself in this way. And that you, our Father, would give him up to do this for us is beyond imagination. It's a love that's beyond something that we can grip. And we're so thankful that that's the way you love us. We pray, Father, that you'll be with Drew and the Tom family, the whole Bean family. We pray, Father, that you'll comfort them at this time. We're thankful for those families and the stand that they have made to serve thee. For Maggie and the cancer that she's having to face, Father, we pray that you will give her comfort and strength, and that the doctors will do those things as you direct them that will be best for her. We pray for her at this time. Father, we're grateful that we learned all the lessons of the flood that we've had to learn. We know that nothing just happens for no reason. We recognize, Father, that this flood that we had to endure taught us an awful lot. It taught us about how to share with one another, how to help each other, how to comfort one another in some pretty difficult times. The Haleys have not only had to struggle with health issues, but they're the last of all of our brethren to get back into their own home We pray, Father, that this will continue in a quick pace and that they'll be completely free of this as soon as possible, maybe even this week. We pray for our building program. We're thankful that you provided for us the half acre next door. We're grateful for that, and that in the wisdom of the elders of the past, that they bought the B parking lot, Father. We pray that all of these things will go as you would choose, and that we could begin our building program here at the Bel Air Church as you see fit, Father, and within your will. We're grateful for the ability to sing songs. We're thankful for what it means to us, the way that it edifies us. We can see your wisdom in it, Father. For the voices that you have given us, most of all, for the ability to put those voices together. Help us to want to do the best we can in everything that we do, but to do the best we can in our worship. To learn new songs, to remember old songs, to edify each other, and to sing with all of our hearts, because we recognize, Father, that this singing can be a great evangelistic tool. And there will be many who will hear us, and the emotion of our voices and our desire to praise thee, and it will have a great effect upon them. For all these things, we're grateful, Father. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who overcame death, overcame the cross, and provided for us, Father, the blood that cleanses us and allows us to be your children. In his name we pray. Amen.
Our next section is Jesus' name for our salvation. I'll be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting in verse 24. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I have seen and have borne witness to this, that this is the Son of God." We'll sing "Wonderful, Merciful Savior," number 108 in your supplement. And we will sing the chorus after each verse. Do mi so mi.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who therefore healing and grace.
one Savior and friend.
Let us pray. Father, we come before thee now, joyfully acknowledging that we are thy children and that you are our Father and that your Son, Jesus Christ, is our brother, our friend, our intercessor, our mediator, our Savior. Father, you have granted to us the privilege and the power to talk directly to you through prayer. And we are awed right now, Father, knowing that as I lead this prayer in the hearts of this saints here, your children, that you are listening to every word. We thank you, Father, for inclining thy ear to our petitions and for all the times that you have answered our request. Father, we come before thee now on behalf of these who we have named, that you grant them relief from their afflictions. For Holly Ann, Father, we are so thankful that you have answered our prayers that we've offered in the past. For her struggles with cancer and the healing that is upon her. And now we ask you, Father, that you be with her as she goes through these repeated surgeries that will restore her to her former self. We ask that you grant her strength for healing and success in these surgeries. Father, we pray for Daniel, who has this disease called PANDAS. We don't understand exactly what that's all about, but we know it is very difficult, and we know that Daniel needs you. He needs your strength and he needs your healing. We ask that you grant that to him. Father, we have just learned of Sam, the son of Fred and Rachel, who has died. Another death among us, Father, that brings so many regrets and sorrows and griefs that are perhaps the worst in this physical life. We pray that you comfort his parents and his family. And we pray that Sam is with you. We pray for Glenda, Father, who has cancer. Most of us here don't know what it's like, including myself, to have a doctor tell us that we have a potentially lethal disease. We pray that you be with Glenda and you grant her healing and a safe passage through all of the treatments that she will have to undergo as she deals with this terrible disease. We pray for Johnny Martinez, Father, who's been through so many health travails over the last several years and now resulting in the failure of his kidneys and the continued times that he must go through dialysis. We ask you also, Father, to strengthen him and give him peace and comfort and remove any pain that he has and give him healing. We pray also for Janice Kimbrough, Father. We thank you for her healing from cancer. And now we ask that you heal her as she deals with her injured knee, as she goes to the orthopedic surgeon to determine what must be done to restore her knee to its former condition. Father, we turn our minds now to request on behalf of the spiritual well-being of others. We've heard good things about the Chinese evangelism effort in a nation that is atheist and persecutes Christians, and yet thy word is alive there and people are being led by the gospel to thy son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that that would continue and strengthen and grow, not only in China, but in other places within this world and even, Father, in this nation. To that end, Father, we pray for this church and our evangelism efforts, that all of us would be alert and conscious of the opportunities that come our way and that would exercise the care of thy son Jesus in love and compassion to offer in many effective ways the word of thy covenant, the gospel of the good news of salvation, eternal life, the gift of eternal life that you offer to thy children, of which we are beneficiaries and of which you have directed us as thy children to spread thy word as you did with your son Jesus to offer thy word into the world. We pray for our children now, Father. These are very, very difficult times to raise a child, God. And you know that. We look upon the decline of morality in our land and in our culture and in our media, in our schools, on the internet, Father, terrible things that are there. So many temptations and distractions that could lead our children away from you. And we pray, Father, that you bless and strengthen our children's parents and that you be with our children, that they somehow, through the naivety of their youth, master the strength that you give to us and bring them through the difficult years, the formative years, the years in which their mind is developing, to keep them from Satan. We pray for our college students who are returning to college. They will enter into an environment also, Father, that could lead them away from you. We pray, Father, that they be always faithful to you, that they would grow in their spiritual development, and likewise in the secular side, that they would work hard, master their courses, and graduate and be productive citizens in this land, contributing to the work that you have set before us. Father, finally, we pray for, quite frankly, all of us. Each one of us has hidden travails, hidden difficulties, temptations, and hidden sins. Father, Satan assaults us daily with lies and temptations that we struggle through because of the weakness of the flesh in which we dwell for the present time. Grant to us, Father, strength, endurance, perseverance, that we would always walk in the path of holiness because you have told us to be holy in all our behavior because we are thy children and you are holy, therefore we shall be holy. And that is our goal, that is our quest, Father. Help us. We pray finally, Father, that in the time of our final hour, moments upon this earth, that you would send thy angels to meet us and deliver and carry our souls to you, and that we might hear from your lips the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom I have prepared for you before the foundation of the world." Oh, to hear those words, Father, how good it would be. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. If you have a Bible and you'd like to read along, next scripture is on the screen, John 14, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus, thy name is love. Let's see here, John 14, 15. All right. This is Jesus speaking. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be moved. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. The hymns for worship, if you're using a songbook, number 267. Jesus loves me. Do mi so.
Jesus loves me. Raise it. After that, we almost knew.